Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, as I said last week, this week we will begin to look at a vital understanding, all given in Christ Jesus. Let me say that again, all given in Christ Jesus. It is vital, it is critical, it is imperative, my friend, that believers come to this understanding that God has given all things in His Son. Let me say that again. God has given us all things in His Son. Now, many Christians would say, how can this be? But Paul in Romans 8:32 tells us, He that spared not His Son, and that would be Jesus, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Romans 8:32. Now, that is such a simple statement, but most Christians do not realize what it means. Well, it means exactly what it says. God has freely given us in His Son. But it also means that God has given nothing outside of His Son. So if we are in Christ Jesus, God has given us all things. But if we are outside of Christ Jesus, God has given us nothing, even if you go to church and sing in the choir and do all of that stuff. I hope you get this, my friend. God has given us, mankind, nothing outside of Christ. All that God gives man, kind, if you will, has been given us all things and only all things in Christ Jesus. The usual misunderstanding of this matter is that God has given us all things because of Christ, but no, my friend. Folks believe that since Jesus died for us and that everything has been given to us by grace, that the things of God are simply there for our use and for our appropriation. But again, no, my friend, this is wrong. From this misunderstanding come such heresies as the Word of Faith movement and the Positive Confession movement and the Seeker Sensitive movements and all of that other trash out there. No, these things are not the truth. God has not given us all things because of Christ. That which is of Christ is not, repeat, not there for our use. Rather, He has given us all in Christ. Wow, He has given us all in Christ. In short, God has not given us things. Rather, God has given us His Son. Let me say that again. God has given us His Son, in whom all things that God has for us. For example, we know that God gives us His grace, but He gives His grace only to those that are in Christ. Only to those that who are in Christ receive God's grace. Everybody else outside of God's grace, well, they get what they can. And why? Because there's no grace outside of Christ. Let me say it again. There's no grace outside of Christ. That is why it is absurd to go around confessing victory and claiming divine miracles and believing the nonsense that you can possess what you can confess. No, my friend, wrong, all dead wrong. These gifts are not, repeat, not given to claim or to use. Again, God has not, repeat, not given us things or power or whatever. Rather, God has given us His Son, His dear precious Son, Jesus Christ, in whom all things are. Thus, it is only as Christ is unfolded to us, and we abide in Him, and we walk with Him, and we know His mind, and we know His will for our life, can we experience Him. And then according to His will, we can do those things that He wants us to do. Because God has blessed us with all spiritual gifts in Christ, solely by grace, it means that it is only as we discover Him and live in Him and out from Him can we experience who Christ is and what he has for our lives individually. Amen. For example, do we want healing? Is the key to confess our healing because Christ died? Do we need a financial miracle? Do we simply name it and claim it, or blab it and grab it? Oh no. It ought to be very clear to any person out there that simply this does not work as promised by all the faith hustlers out there on TV or wherever. Now listen closely, my friend. All that is in Christ can only be experienced by experiencing Christ himself. Let me say that again. All that is in Christ can only be experienced by experiencing Christ himself in his will and according to his purpose. We are wasting our time any other way. This fact goes back to the basic principle that Jesus clearly stated to his disciples and to us today. If we want to serve him, if we want to serve him and do that which he wants us to do. In Matthew 16:24-25, Jesus says, if any man will come after me, you know, or become like me, is what Jesus was saying, let him deny himself or put his self aside and take up his cross, not Jesus's cross, but your cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Matthew 16:24-25. You know, it is amazing. Jesus could say, if, the most important word in the Bible, if anyone want to follow me, and yet his statement continues to either be ignored or at least misinterpreted by many who claim to follow Christ. Boy, does that sound familiar today? However, Jesus' teaching is clear. If you want to follow Christ, you must lose your life. You must put your life into his hands under the work of the cross. But what does that mean? It means that we must relinquish our self-ownership. That's right. We must relinquish our self-ownership. We must fully and willfully give ourselves to him. We must give to him our rights to ourselves. Wow. When was the last time you heard that from the pulpit that you listened to? Maybe never. Well, maybe never again, as I said. We can begin by making an all-in commitment to him by saying, Lord, do whatever it takes to bring me to lose my life. Do whatever it takes to bring me into the fullness of Christ. Now listen closely, my friend, and pay close attention here, and open up your spirit wide, wide, wide. The fact is, anything short of that commitment is not, repeat, not really faith. Wow, is not really faith. Real faith is going to bring us to such a surrender where else we will come if we actually believe that God is faithful and that he wants only the best for our life. Wow. Where else will we come? Where else will we come? The only place that we could come is to put our faith solely into Christ and come to that commitment. Lord, do whatever it takes for me to come to know you. And I promise you that he will, but I promise you it will be a very painful process in your life, my friend. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a wonderful day and the Lord is with you and the Lord is blessing you and that you're getting this message. And I will be talking to you next week. So God bless. Have a great week. Bye.